my name is Amy Hirsch. It's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Saturday, December 20th, and right now we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died. As we look at the prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show fulfillment of these prophecies. And today I'm recording on behalf of Catherine Allen, and I'll be reading her scripture passage and her devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading from the NIV, and we'll be reading Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Luke writes these words in verse 1, chapter 1. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who, from the first, were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know with certainty of the things you have been taught. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of the Lord, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time came for the burning of the incense, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until this day happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." What if the Christmas story was your only experience with Jesus? Would it change your life forever? Try it. Instead of experiencing the story as a sweet thing for children, let it be a cataclysmic earth shaker for adults. It's all about birth, life, death, eternity, and new life for eternity. His mother Mary knew his story from conception. She stayed by his side all the way to his death on the cross. She didn't always understand him, but she stayed with him. After he died, resurrected and ascended to heaven, she was an anchor for other believers. His earthly father, Joseph, was his loyal protector, even dodging death from a royal decree, even fleeing to Egypt as a refugee. The baby survived and grew up because of Joseph. His cousin John, who was known to history as John the Baptist, bravely worked with him. He was a few months older than Jesus, and his family told him all about the miraculous birth of Jesus. John's own birth was miraculous because of Jesus. John lived and died because of what he knew about the birth. The Christmas story sets the stage for living for Jesus. When children take the birth stories into their hearts, they can be transformed for life, and this is true for adults as well. The birth story of Jesus is a vital step for following Jesus. To embrace Him, support Him, learn from Him, protect Him, and to risk everything to follow in His steps. In 2025, we must take the birth story as a life-changing, world-changing event to focus our lives for all time to come. Would you pray with me? God, please allow the wonder of the Christmas story to change our hearts and our worlds. Help us to anchor our stories in these greater stories and to order our lives in such a way that others come to know Jesus through our witness. Amen.